Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Wednesday, August 6th. This next story may turn out to be one of the more unusual terrorism cases to date. Right now, a Pakistani neuroscientist with suspected ties to Al-Qaeda is in a New York City federal detention center being held without bail on charges she tried to kill American soldiers and FBI agents in Afghanistan. Afia Siddiqui, a 36-year-old mother of three, was arraigned, but the circumstances leading to her arrest and her arrival in the U.S. are far from clear. For more, we turn now to Eric Schmidt, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times, who's covering the story from Washington. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
There have been several different versions of exactly how she ended up in custody. What have you learned so far about this case?
Well, the best we can piece together, she and her son showed up a couple of weeks ago outside the provincial governor's compound in Ghazni, Afghanistan. And there had been some suicide bombings in that area in the days around then. So the police were suspicious of her and her son as they kind of hung around there. They detained her. They found in her handbag documents talking about explosive chemical weapons, landmarks in New York City, as well as liquid and gel substances that were sealed in bottles and jars. So they detained her, not knowing who she was. The next day, they called the Americans because by then they had identified her. And what happened next was part of this bizarre story, was that she apparently was being held in this police headquarters behind a curtain. The American soldiers, according to the American version, did not know she was there. The soldiers and the FBI agents came, sat down in this room. One of the soldiers put his M4 rifle, an automatic rifle, on the floor right next to the curtain. And before anybody knew it, she had reached down from behind the curtain and grabbed this rifle, and it started shooting. Now, luckily, apparently, the shots went astray. She was shot and returned by one of the soldiers and was eventually subdued. But it's a very odd story.
Certainly, because her family, as well as one of her lawyers, is suggesting that she has been in U.S. custody since somewhere around 2003 when she disappeared. They're suggesting that she was in custody perhaps at the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan.
That's right. And there have been some kind of shadowy reports of a female prisoner there over the last few years by British journalists and others. The U.S. government adamantly denies that she's ever been in American custody. The Pakistani government says they haven't had her. U.S. intelligence tells me they believe for the last 5 years or so that she has been in Pakistan, kind of keeping a low profile.
Okay, let's talk about her alleged ties to Al-Qaeda. What have you discovered about that?
Well, a number of things, according to U.S. intelligence. She is best known to intelligence figures as essentially a fixer in the United States, somebody who was able to arrange for paperwork for at least two of the high-profile Al-Qaeda operatives who are now at Guantanamo Bay. She's also believed to have married the nephew of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. And she's also reported to have brokered and some diamonds in Liberia in June of 2001 as a way to help finance Al-Qaeda's operations.
Does she have...
her lawyer denies all of this.
Does she have a U.S. passport, Eric?
Not that we can tell. What we understand is she's a Pakistani national. We believe, from the information I've been told, that she may have started the application for U.S. citizenship, but it's unclear whether that was ever finished.
But she did study here in the United States at MIT, for example.
She did. She studied undergraduate at MIT, got a doctorate in neuroscience from Brandeis in the Boston area, so lived for several years in the United States, had three children here, and was married before she went back to Pakistan in 2002.
Let me ask you about why she is in New York City. It just seems really unusual considering that most enemy combatants are in Guantanamo Bay and that many of those cases, those challenges to detention that some of the detainees have made have been rolling through the D.C. federal courts. Why in the world would she end up in New York City?
Well, let's remember now, she's not being charged with any terrorism charges. She was wanted for questioning by the FBI because of her connections to al-Qaeda, but she has been charged with attempted murder of U.S. military personnel and FBI agents and assault. So since this happened in overseas, the U.S. government basically has its choice of where it wants to put her on trial. The Southern District of New York in Manhattan has many experienced prosecutors here, but it's also, of course, the home district of Attorney General Mukasey. So there's some thought that maybe it was a place that's familiar, that Justice Department, main justice in Washington, keep an eye on things from there. But that still is yet to be fully explained.
Fully explained. Great. Eric Schmidt, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Eric Schmidt reports for our partner, the New York Times, and he was coming to us from Washington, D.C., and we'll be going back to him because, like he said, there's sure to be more on this story.
A lot of tantalizing details there.